Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the end of the COVID emergency measures happens May 11th. So next week, many of the things that we've been indirectly enjoying end. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of what's going to change. So when the COVID pandemic emergency declaration, which got started in March of 2020, and appropriately so, didn't end after 2020 or after 2021 or after 2022, we knew there was going to be a time where it had to end. What a lot of people didn't realize is so many things have been happening under that. So when it does end May 11th, things go back to pre-COVID from a lot of health perspectives. The border, for example, Title 42 is going to expire, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit as well. Title 42 is a public health policy. It's not a border policy. It's a public health policy preventing people coming into the country spreading communicable disease. And it's been a band-aid on a gaping hole of our immigration problem. So, you know, I agree we can't rely on Title 42 as a border policy. And I do agree that the emergency pandemic COVID declaration, it's time it ends. So what are some of the things, though, we've been enjoying that are going to stop? Well, some of us are getting free COVID tests. The free COVID tests are going to stop. Cost sharing of these COVID tests may stop as well. Insurers had to cover up to a certain amount for the test or offer it for a certain price. And some insurers might continue to do that, but they aren't going to be required to. So if you did want to get any COVID tests or you do have the opportunity to get some freebie tests, you got until May 11th. The COVID vaccines. COVID vaccines have been free, which has been very, very nice. They will continue to be free until the government runs out of their supply. Now, mind you, they also have to stockpile, etc. So until the government says, okay, you can't do the freebie ones anymore, you won't be able to. So for those of you thinking about getting a booster, this would be the time. After May 11th, unless, of course, supply lasts, there would be cost sharing, depending on your insurer. Your insurer and your employer might have delayed COBRA payments or COBRA extensions or healthcare re-enrollment. You know, during this COVID, there's been a lot of things where, well, because it's COVID, we might not have to do this. We might not have to pay our student loan. We might not have to pay our rent. We might not have to. So things happen in the health insurance sector. Those are going to change. So they might not change immediately after May 11th. Some of the rules might be enacted 60 days after, but if you haven't been up to date on your COBRA, or if you don't know what's happening with your health insurance or your enrollment, you want to give that a look-see. Another thing that has happened is the government has allowed medical practitioners with expired licenses to help deliver the COVID vaccines and have allowed a lot of liberties and liability immunity during this pandemic phase. That changes. So if anybody has hired a tech to give COVID vaccines and that person is not up to date on their licensing, that company could be sued. Same thing with if a certain pharmacies, depending on the pharmacy board, depending on that state, doesn't allow the techs to administer the vaccines, and the techs are, that would have to then be converted back to the pharmacists. So if pharmacists are too busy, then there may be fewer options to get your vaccines during in those particular settings. So there might be a longer wait for you to get a vaccine, even non-COVID vaccines, because the liability now changes. Telehealth. Some of you have been able to get certain medications through telehealth services. COVID allowed there to be more access during the pandemic emergency declaration. That may change. So keep in mind, after May 11th, there might be certain medications that you might not be able to get. Some states didn't mind if doctors from other states were practicing. I'm licensed in multiple states, so I only practice in those states through telemedicine, but some state boards allowed a crossover. Keep in mind, if you fell in love with the doctor from New York, then you live in Iowa, and Iowa will not allow, after May 11th, that doctor from New York being your doctor. Keep in mind, that could change. So you see, there's a lot of things that, people didn't realize, you know, could change. The student loans, and I think the repayments are starting back later this summer. I think at the end of the summer, I have to double check on that. So there is going to be some transition period. Of course, Medicaid coverage is the biggie. Many individuals, apparently Medicaid has expanded even past lockdown and us reopening, and there being a labor shortage, Medicaid and CHIP enrollment has now gone up to 92 million. And, you know, we were at about 72 million after the Great Recession in about 2015, and here we are now, another 20, 25 more million that are on it. Those are going to get scaled back, and so proof of eligibility might start coming back. So if you are on any of these, shall we say, government-funded healthcare or government-funded programs, that could change with COVID because now funding changes. And, you know, we knew this was going to happen. The money eventually runs out, so there has to be sunsets on some of these things. And when people ask, you know, we still have COVID, why don't we just keep, you know, the emergency measures in place? Because we got to get ready for the next pandemic. You know, now that COVID is milder and it's still there, and we've learned that we're going to have to live with it and figure out what we're going to do with vaccines, we if we're always, you know, in a state of emergency and, you know, all our, I don't know, boots on the ground figuratively, what happens when the next one comes? We need to regroup. And so it was bound to happen. So if at all you're in doubt, definitely talk to your insurer or Medicaid, etc. 1-877 or Medicare, 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us have had a family member or friend, neighbor, co-worker who has suffered from breast cancer. And unfortunately, sadly, many of us have known individuals who suffer from metastatic breast cancer. Well, we have made amazing progress in some of the treatments. And joining us next is Dr. Muttathar Ramawi, professor of medicine, co-leader of the Breast Cancer Research Program, and executive medical director of the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Center at Baylor, to talk to us about what we have and the tools we got have to work with. Dr. Ramawi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Wow. Well, we appreciate everything you and your team do. Talk to us about metastatic breast cancer and the numbers you're seeing.
So metastatic breast cancer, or stage 4 breast cancer, is when the breast cancer cells have managed to spread from from the breast and the surrounding lymph nodes into other organs like the bones or the lungs or the liver. And this is the most serious form of breast cancer and does not have a cure. However, our goal of treatment is to always try to extend the overall survival of the patient, help them live longer, and with good quality of life so they can have more meaningful time with their families and loved ones.
Amen. So now, guidelines have been updated on treatments. Talk to us about those.
As you know, there are treatment guidelines that are issued by specific bodies of experts. In this case, the National Comprehensive Cancer Network is a very authoritative guideline recommendation was issued for the treatment of metastatic breast cancer, and that is estrogen receptor positive and HER2 negative, and that's really the most common form of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. These recommendations essentially recommended medicine Kisqali as the only level one or category one preferred treatment in the frontline management or first-line management of metastatic breast cancer, of course, in combination with endocrine therapy or hormonal therapy. And that's a very strong and meaningful recommendation in the sense that it is supported by the highest and best level of evidence that makes us as physicians and breast cancer experts make those recommendations so that the patients and their physicians could have the highest possible of level of comfort with these recommendations, treatments as they start the journey fighting breast cancer.
Exactly. Also, these guidelines and these recommendations have to happen in order for insurance to cover it, correct?
Absolutely. So, in insurance plans and payers rely on these treatment recommendations to determine what is included in the benefit and the health benefits or not. Not only that, but the level of recommendation or the evidence supporting the recommendation could help those health plans make the treatments more available. And so these treatment guidelines carry a lot of weight in improving or opening access for patients to receive these treatments that can help them, as you said, live longer, more meaningful lives with their families.
Amen. Can you talk to us about how Kisqali works?
So Kisqali is a prescription medication. It's taken orally by mouth 21 days out of every 28-day cycle, so 3 weeks on, 1 week off. And it works by targeting something we call the cell cycle, which is the ability of the cancer cell to go the process of building the cell internally so it can divide and proliferate. So this treatment, Kisqali, a member of a group of agents called CDK4/6 inhibitors, works with endocrine therapy or anti-hormonal therapy to make these more effective and stop the growth and of these cancer cells and hopefully also shrink them down so that the patients could have that extended survival that we talked about.
That's wonderful. You know, people always are concerned about risks such as hair loss, et cetera, even though, oftentimes the benefits outweigh the risks. Talk to us about some of the side effects that have been reported.
So you're spot on, absolutely. The benefits, most of the time far outweighs the risk, the potential risk of treatment. But as you pointed out also, every treatment has potential side effects. Now, Kisqali is targeted therapy, is not chemotherapy, but it still has potential side effects. So it could cause a lowering of blood counts, white blood cells, called neutropenia. It can cause some GI upset, like nausea, a little bit of vomiting, and some change in the bowel habits, diarrhea, and some constipation. Some patients report hair thinning or hair loss with extended use of the agent. And then some other, side effects like fatigue and headache. But in the end, the safety profile is very manageable, and the patients who go on these treatments generally do better than those who don't receive the treatment, of course, because it's controlling the cancer. It could have potential serious side effects and consequences if we don't treat it.
We're speaking to Dr. Mathafar Ramawi, Professor of Medicine, co-leader of the Breast Cancer Research Program and Executive Medical Director at the Dan Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Center at Baylor. You know, what's so amazing about this is we're talking about stage four, metastatic breast cancer. Stage 4 metastatic breast cancer used to be a death sentence. And it is amazing that we have something like this.
Yeah.
Kisqali, and we have hope. What's the survival rate looking like?
So we know that in patients who receive treatments, as you pointed out, metastatic breast cancer is considered, and it is still a serious disease, that it was, the survival has improved tremendously over the last few years. And based on the most recent evidence that we have, from actually some of the trials that Kisqali was used in, is that the overall survival now averages about 5 years for these patients. So, you know, this means that actually there are patients who even do much better. Some, unfortunately, mm-hmm. don't do as well. But that is a vast improvement over really what it was a decade or two ago, when it was maybe half that number or less.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on the current mammogram guidelines and how many maybe African-American women should be screened earlier, which I agree with. What are your team's recommendation for women and breast cancer screening?
So this is a very important topic. As you pointed out, we're a very diverse country, and then, you know, treatment risks and, breast cancer risks are different, right, based on many aspects, like family history and many other aspects. And so there are different recommendations. Some say, you know, start the breast cancer screening annually at age 40 for every woman. Some other treatment guidelines or screening guidelines, you know, say that you could actually start it a little later, age 45 or 50, and then actually in Europe, they do it every other year. I think at the end of the day, it's really that decision has to be made individually by the patient and her physician to make sure that she has a screening plan that is really appropriate for her level of risk. Having mm-hmm. said that, of course, our message always is not enough women are getting screening for breast cancer nationally. So despite the fact that different people could have different screening needs, we need more women to get their screening mammograms more often. And I would say if you're a woman above age 40, 40 or older, and then talk to your physician, your primary care provider, your gynecologist about your individual risk, your family history, and, of course, based on other things like the ethnic and racial background, a lot of things could help individualize a screening plan that works for you. But please get it done.
So true. You know, so especially those of us women with dense breasts, a screening mammogram might not be enough. We might need diagnostic as well as ultrasound. So you're right. It is very individualized. Dr. Ramawi, how can my listeners find out more information?
To find out more information about the treatment guidelines we discussed, your listeners could go to www.kisqali.com/radio. Kisqali is spelled K-I-S-Q-A-L-I.
That is fantastic. Well, we can't wait to have you back. We really appreciate your time. And thank you and everything for all your team does.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's amazing. I think back to my mom's friends who had died of breast cancer, and it was always found too late. And they were young. They were in their 40s. And they found a lump. By the time they found a lump, and it's in terms of endearment, these are unfortunately, stories that hopefully we could reverse. And thank God we have medications out there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The crisis at the border is making history.
We are seeing more displaced people now than we have at any time since World War II.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says migrants applying for asylum are given appointments for hearings, but there are reports that some of those appointments are for as long as 5 years from now. In the meantime, a federal judge in Florida is temporarily banning the Border Patrol from releasing people with those hearing appointments from detention centers. A New York judge has ordered former President Trump to remotely attend a hearing later this month on what he may and may not say about his upcoming criminal trial, warning Trump he could face contempt charges if he uses evidence in the trial to attack witnesses. And the man seen on video choking another man to death on a New York subway is free on a $100,000 bond. Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to second-degree manslaughter. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak often about atrial fibrillation because millions of men and women are affected by this. But what we don't realize is women are actually twice at risk of death compared to men. And I don't think we speak enough about atrial fibrillation. And as May is Women's Health Month, we want to highlight not only breast cancer, cancer, endometrial cancer, and other things below the waist. We got it and above. We got to talk about the heart. So joining us next is Dr. Samil Osa, electrophysiologist and chief of cardiology at Ascension St. Vincent's Medical Center, and Kathy Foster, who's a 55-year-old atrial fibrillation patient and president of the Broach School in Jacksonville. Dr. Osa, Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Wow. Well, we are so grateful for everything, you know, you guys are doing and spreading the word. Dr. Osa, we'll start with you. Talk to us about atrial fibrillation and why women are often misdiagnosed.
So atrial fibrillation, as you know, is the most common heart rhythm disorder in the United States. Over 6 million people currently suffer with atrial fibrillation. We basically have a variety of symptoms that we associate with atrial fibrillation. Some of the most obvious ones are palpitations, or a feeling like a fish is flopping around in your chest, your heart's racing or skipping around. That's probably the most easy to recognize. However, there's more subtle symptoms such as shortness of breath or just a feeling of fatigue, swelling in the legs, things like that that often people don't correlate with atrial fibrillation or any heart disease. The problem is women tend to have those less obvious symptoms. So they don't always have the palpitations that you associate with atrial fibrillation. Secondly, basically, they also tend to minimize their symptoms. They have a lot of other people depending on them. They're taking care of a lot of other things and kind of ignore their own symptoms. So not only do we see AFib at later stages in their disease, that advanced presentation makes it harder to treat the atrial fibrillation. Also, the longer you wait to diagnose atrial fibrillation, the higher your risk of stroke. Patients with atrial fibrillation have about 5 times the risk of stroke as the same patients without atrial fibrillation. So if you go undiagnosed and not placed on the proper medications, your risk is dramatically higher than somebody that has been placed and diagnosed on diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and placed on the appropriate medications. So unfortunately, women fall into that category that they just don't get diagnosed soon enough.
Mm-hmm. So true. I had a patient in training who was diagnosed with globus hystericus, and upon follow-up, finally somebody looked a little deeper at what was going on with her heart and found out she was having atrial fibrillation. And so a sensation in the throat could even be a symptom. It's, you know, and luckily we don't call it globus hystericus anymore, because I think I would get a little hystericus if they did that. Kathy, you're with us, and Kathy, you can attest to some of these symptoms. Talk to us about some of the symptoms you experienced.
So for me, I went to lunch one day, and upon leaving lunch, my heart just started racing out of my chest, and I attributed it to possibly drinking too much caffeine at lunch and the tea I was drinking, and the symptoms were just so great. My heart was pumping, and my Apple Watch starts going off and saying I'm getting a high heart rate notification, and it was scary. It was really scary. Mm-hmm. So I already had a cardiologist, so I said, all right, let me make an appointment with him. I got an immediate appointment like the next day and went in and was diagnosed with AFib.
No. And, you know, I love that you brought that up. Many individuals will tell me that their Apple Watch tells them they're fine, their oxygen's fine, their heart rate's fine. One thing that Dr. Osa can attest to this is if you don't get the ventricular beat with the atrial fibrillation, you might not get that pulse. And so you're lucky that your watch picked that up. But oftentimes when people are going boop, 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 rather than getting that ba-boom, ba-boom, sometimes this tech might not pick up the rhythm.
Correct. You know, there's more specific tests, sensitive tests that basically get a single electrical signature of the heart. The iWatch does it. There's other technology out there that also does it, but you specifically have to actually see that electrical signature in order to diagnose atrial fibrillation. Often AFib doesn't occur at a high heart rate, and if it's at a normal heart rate, the iWatch may not pick that up. So I think you can definitely miss some things. It is a good technology, and I think we're at the beginning stages of using that to really diagnose AFib in a much more effective and widespread manner.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have treatments for AFib. Talk to us about those.
So we always start with medications first. We see if we can use the medication to control the symptoms, as we did with Kathy. If that fails or if the patient doesn't tolerate the medications, which often is the case, we very quickly move to catheter ablation. Catheter ablation is a minimally invasive procedure where we use a tiny tube called a catheter, insert that in through an IV in the leg, thread that catheter up to the heart. We can actually cauterize the specific tissue that's behaving badly or causing the arrhythmia that's called atrial fibrillation. And once we eliminate that abnormal tissue, the rhythm is restored in the heart. And that can be almost immediate in patients such as Kathy, that as soon as we're done with the procedure, their AFib kind of goes away. Once we're done with the procedure, all the catheters come out of the body. The patient lays flat for a few hours, and then usually within a few hours after that, they're able to go home. So they're able to go home the same day of their procedure, and within a few days can begin relatively normal activities and get back to their lives.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, me as a physician, I'm blown away at how amazing catheter ablation works. But being on the patient side of things, it's got to be a little scary. And, you know, Kathy, what went through your mind when you went through the treatment options? You know, to me, I'm like, this is great. It's going to work. But you're like, you guys are going to do what to what? But it did work. Talk to us about what you were thinking.
Yeah, so when I went to that first appointment with my cardiologist and they explained, okay, we can do these medications, and then if those don't work, we just do this catheter ablation, which it wouldn't be me, it'd be an electrophysiologist. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want anything to do with my heart. I'll do the medications, tell me what else I need to do, and that'll be fine. And so, because that's just, it's scary. It's a very scary thing. And so, eventually, the medications didn't work. I had to get referred to Dr. Oza. We tried some other medications and ended up having to have the catheter ablation. But in the meantime, you know, this happened over a period of time, almost a year, in doing research, talking to Dr. Oza, getting information online, like at getsmartaboutafib.com/radio. I also had a friend I found out that had it many years before, and she said, oh, look, it's not a big deal. It sounds scary because it's your heart, but it's really not a big deal. And she's like, I got instant relief from it. Mm-hmm. So I was to the point where I really didn't have any other options, and my symptoms were becoming more severe because they were complicated by some other medical issues I had going on at the time. So it became a no question, we're going to do this. And it was life-changing for me. I literally walked out of the hospital after having the procedure done and didn't have AFib again, and it's been 3 years.
I love it. Well, congratulations.
That's amazing. You don't, you don't very often get a procedure to get instant results with seemingly no recovery time. I mean, you're just, it's fixed.
Exactly. Dr. Oza, Kathy, how can my listeners find out more information?
So, you know, obviously your doctor would be a great place to start if you have a regular physician or a cardiologist. However, online, there's a lot of different resources available now. GetSmartAboutAFib.com/radio is a great website. It offers you information, general information about atrial fibrillation, the causes, the treatments. But not only that, it actually can direct you to a physician in your area that specializes in atrial fibrillation.
Wonderful. And we thank Kathy, we thank Dr. Oza, BioSense Webster. Thank you guys for spreading the word. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you,
you
Dr.
take
Dolly.
Care. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN. GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about how to save money and how to utilize a lot of things we have at home. I don't know if we optimize our living space the way we should. And, you know, I want to host the next Super Bowl party, and I want to do things. And I was looking around my house, and I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, with the cat throw up and, you know, some of the other puddles, I got some work to do. Well, joining us next is a favorite. He's been on multiple times, and I can't wait to have him back again, is Matt Blashaw, award-winning TV co-host of do-it-yourself shows like Build It Forward. He's coming back to talk to us about how to create an outdoor oasis. Hey, Matt, thanks for coming back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Man, so great. This is the time of year that we should be, you know, enjoying the outdoors, but also enjoying our living spaces. Talk to us about what you're recommending.
Yeah, it's everyone's looking for the outdoor space now. All the interest has skyrocketed ever since. You know, we were cooped up 2 years ago, and I get so many requests, especially during this time of year, for redoing people's backyards because it's great weather and we see so much potential back there. But like, how do you tap into it? And I can tell you, my backyard's gone from a space that I just mowed to a place that is actually an oasis. And people are looking to do that, and they want an outdoor kitchen space that is going to rival their interior space. You know, we're talking, you know, not just grills or a barbecue. We're talking outdoor warming drawers and, you know, granites and the whole, you know, whole nine yards. Plus, they want a place where people can gather. So whether that's a bar or a peninsula that you put into that kitchen space in the backyard, whatever it is, they want to be able to use it year-round. And they want to use durable products, low-maintenance products that are good for the environment. And propane can meet all those needs. And they can turn an outdoor space into a showcase.
Amen. We're huge fans of propane here. You know, we were just speaking about how coyotes and owls are attacking our pets, and we need to clean up our backyards. So this is perfect timing because, you know, as we let the shrubs, when you don't use your backyard, it becomes a wilderness fest, and then your pets are roaming around out there and coyotes jump over. And so we really do have to look at what our living space is and make use of it. So talk to us about some of the essentials for a great outdoor experience.
Yeah, we talked about that. It's horrible about the owls. It's the coyotes. Get them out.
I know.
That's horrible. Yeah, let's start with that. Then we'll create your oasis. You got to have a grill. People love grills. You know, for 42 million families, they use propane, just like me, for outdoor grilling. You got the great on and off convenience. You got the precision temperature control. Great meals done perfectly every time. And out here in Kansas City, everyone loves to smoke their barbecue. So we got smokers going in the backyard, propane powered smokers. They get great results for, you know, awesome chicken, ribs, brisket, you name it. And another big advantage is that propane-powered smokers and grills can be used where electricity can't go. And that's like places near pools.
It's so true. Also, you know, I have family in Overland Park, huge Chiefs fans. The health concept, too, of what, you know, I'm tired of people frying. They're frying and, there's a lot of healthy, like the smoking. There's a lot of ways to cook your food and use these propane and use these techniques. So you kind of avoid a lot of the baked fat, that sort of stuff. I love it.
Yeah. Boy, people are really into it out here. There's like competitions within the neighborhoods. And, you know, these smokers that you can get all digital and everything. So you can be an amateur and you could make your barbecue taste like a pro. It's absolutely fantastic. And they're just getting better as the years go on here.
So, Matt Blashaw, you're an HGTV star, real estate, building expert, and you've always kind of helped us with some cost-controlling measures. What's the best way to afford this? What are your tips?
Affordability, it doesn't, you know, you don't have to spend, you know, hundreds of thousands into a backyard. It's how can we create something that is, you know, very cozy and that people are going to love. Outdoor fire features, people ask me all the time. They go, oh, well, it's so costly. I got a trench underground utilities. Well, they make some great standalone propane-powered fire features that you can hide the tank right inside, gives off some great light, clean burning, great heat. And when you're done, you just shut it off. You don't have to, you know, clean up the backyard. You know, I spend more time enjoying the backyard. Don't spend any more time, you know, trying to clean it up is what I say. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people now, you can't do traditional wood burning in some cities, and that's just because of the air quality. Mm-hmm. So propane is there, and it's going to help out with the environmental impacts as well.
You know, and I love that you've kind of alerted us to this outdoor kitchen. I've been to some homes where that's exactly what they do. It's they have a kitchen outdoors, basically. And, you know, with COVID waves and the lack of parties, you know, we're coming into the summer. We will have more COVID, but we're not going to stop the parties. We got barbecues. We got Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July. You know, now's the time to think about this. And I, you know, we just spoke about loneliness, how loneliness is a pandemic, and how, you know, we got to get back into socializing. If you don't want people in your house, they don't have to be. In fact, I went to a party where they wouldn't even let you go into the house. They said, go through the backyard, and the party was in the backyard.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right? And you know, you don't have to, you know, keep your family and friends just on Zoom or, you know, whatever it is, you know. Get them into the backyard. Create that experience. And there's just, you know, there's awesome things that you can do with, you know, with propane heaters that you can put to keep people comfortable, you know, to raise the temperature of the air when the sun goes down. I mean, you got propane-powered pools. So there's so many things that you can put into your backyard that, you know, if you're not bringing people on the inside of your house, you know, bring them to the outside. Give them the same conveniences, the same look and the same feeling as if they were, you know, right by your fireplace on the inside.
Exactly. I've been helping people plan some weddings, and nobody wants to spend the $40,000-$50,000 at a hall. You could do these outdoors, and like you said, you could adjust the temperature with these propane. These heaters are a godsend. And to me, I think they save thousands of dollars to have a beautiful outdoor wedding. You could even do in a backyard. Save the thousands of dollars. Use that money to make your backyard an outdoor oasis. That's what I'd rather you spend the money on.
I love it. I want you to be my financial advisor, please.
Yeah, same here. Matt, tell my listeners how they can find out more information.
Absolutely, guys. Just visit propane.com/outdoorliving.
I love it. Matt Blashaw, you are a godsend. Can't wait to have you back. You be well and enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I don't even care. I'm not even going to hide it anymore. I just want to save money. I just want to, you know, do things differently. I think when I look back at what my salary used to be before all the recessions, and when I look back and, you know, what we spent, because that's just what you had to spend, you know, like kids' parties. You know, we tried to have some parties at the house. Weather changed. We didn't have the setup. So we would pay for these places to do the parties. We spent so much money, and I'm like, it could have lasted longer, and it could have been cheaper at the house. And honestly, I think a backyard wedding could be really, really, or a park wedding. Why not? I know some people, you know, they get happy with the hall, and as long as you got an open bar and you're saving money, I'm a happy girl. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.